This is program number LW2533. Years ago, in old China, there lived a man who was a member of the emperor's orchestra. But one day, there arose a serious problem for him. Hi, this is Larry West. This fellow, remember, was a member of the orchestra of the Chinese emperor. The problem that came his way that day was a problem he had really been asking for all along. You see, this fellow, even though he was a member of the emperor's orchestra, couldn't play a note. He couldn't play a note. Now, how did he get such a noble position? Well, he got there strictly by influence. You know, sometimes it's not so much what you know, but who you know that gets you what you want. Anyway, he was a member of that orchestra for many years. Whenever they had a concert, all he did was just sit there with the rest of them and hold his flute against his lips, pretending to play the beautiful love songs of his native land. But he didn't dare blow even softly into that flute. Why, that's all it would take for him to be found out. During those years, he received a modest salary that helped him to live a comfortable life. But one day, the emperor decided he'd like to have each of his musicians play for him by themselves, individually, alone. What in the world was he going to do? What would you do? Well, the first thing he decided to do was to play sick. But even then, he was afraid that he would be betrayed by the royal doctor. He couldn't leave the country. Where would he go? To say that he became nervous would be an understatement. Actually, he became paranoid. You know what he did? He took poison and died. And believe it or not, that story is the origin of the old Chinese phrase, he dared not face the music. Have you ever wondered how many things there are, things that are really threats to us, that we people try to ignore ourselves, thinking that if we ignore them long enough, they'll go away? I remember when I was a little boy that every time it seemed that I turned around, I had another tooth that I needed to go to the dentist and have filled. I remember that when I'd discover a new cavity, I'd do my best to ignore it, hoping that it would just go away. But inevitably, the day would come when I'd have to face the music. Hi-ho the derry-o to the dentist, we would go. Trying to ignore the threat, thinking that if we ignore them long enough, they'll go away, isn't just child's play. For example, I don't know how many people there have been that I've asked this particular question of. Here it is. What are you going to do with Jesus Christ? Their answer? Here it is. Well, I just try not to think about that. I don't know where you stand right now, but if you're trying to ignore that question, thinking that if you'll never have to deal with it, all I can say is you're fooling only yourself. You can bury your head in the sand like the proverbial ostrich and refuse to face the music, thinking that you'll wake up one of these days and God's threat against those who refuse to obey him has just been a bad dream. But the jury will come in. The verdict will be cast. I met a man in the sheriff's office the other day. I was down there trying to see a prisoner. And this fellow told me that he just didn't believe that God could be a God that would threaten anyone. He said that his God was strictly a God of love. Maybe that's the way you see it. Well, God is a God of love, all right. But you see, God is also a just God, a righteous God, a holy God. And God has given us humans a moral law that we've got to live by. Yet we've broken it. And if God just ignored it, why, he wouldn't even respect himself. He'd be anything but holy. But he didn't ignore it. You see, even God had to face the music. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty that you and I really owe. And the question is, what are you going to do with Jesus? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's time. It's time to face the music. I've written a pamphlet entitled, What is the Gospel? In it we discuss Jesus Christ and what the Bible says we all must do to be saved. What is the Gospel? It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.